Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is seeking assurances. Before we get to that, I'm reminding you one last time about the London Leadership Leap, a 30-day remote coaching offering by me one-on-one for you to make yourself grow and help your engineers triple their impact. We start in a two-day kickoff event in London. All the details are in the link in the show notes, and as of when this episode is being released, you only have a day or two of the early bird pricing remaining. So check it out. And now, seeking assurances. I've had a different episode in the past where I basically said I am giving you, dear listeners, permission to stop doing and worrying about a specific thing, and this is going to be a similar situation. I know how in too many planning sessions, whenever you're trying to make your team do something that's more initiative, bigger, riskier, we try and seek out assurances. We want to have some security about the fact that we can achieve what we're trying to do, about the fact that everyone is going to be involved, people will do their best, people will communicate, nothing will fall between the cracks, etc., etc. And that is a healthy thing to do. Of course, you have to ensure that people understand what's expected of them. You have to ensure that there is due process, so we do some risk assessment, we're aware of what's going on, etc. However, the problem is that we often try and take this too far. Maybe it's because you are insecure, maybe it's because you tend to be more risk averse, perhaps you have a boss that you think will not tolerate any failures. Whatever it is, the bottom line is, unless you're trying to develop as if you're working in NASA, you're not going to have 100% security, right? We're not aiming for that standard, for that level of security. And therefore, you have to embrace the fact that some things will go slightly wrong and will be taken care of as you go along. This is okay. This is fine. This is, in fact, how things are supposed to work. As someone who talks to hundreds of tech executives a year, I can promise you, genuinely, no one really has everything nailed down. No one has perfectly clear quarterly plans that have no room for error, that everything just goes out fine. In fact, I usually say that if your team puts out sprint after sprint, quarter after quarter, 100% of what it has said it would be doing, then your team is not performing well. It is likely adding too many buffers, not doing anything innovative. I don't know any genuinely innovative growing team where they have no mistakes, no errors ever. That's not the case. Therefore, I want to urge you to stop seeking assurances. Embrace the fact that we are all human, to err is human, we're gonna have some mistakes and we're gonna correct them. We're gonna have to keep our eye on the ball, ensure that we notice where things are going and change course as needed. Yes, that means that you cannot just disconnect and go off to the Bahamas for a quarter and expect everything to be fine. You and your leadership team have to be there. You have to ensure that things are going in the right direction. You have to sometimes remind people of the bigger picture, ensure that they're not getting bogged down in details that don't really matter, to spot where people have become prey for a sunk cost fallacy and are investing more and more in a problem or in a solution that doesn't really matter anymore, and that sort of stuff. But if you're aware, if you ensure that you have processes in place to regularly review what's going on, if you communicate which things are your absolute must-haves and which have some wiggle room, then you can stop the search for assurances and get going. Therefore, everyone around is less stressed. We know that we can communicate about what's really important and get going. We know that some mistakes don't mean you're going to lose your job. We know that we can take some risks if they are calculated risks. And only with all of these together can we actually start moving with momentum, as opposed to stopping dead in our tracks every time we hit an obstacle. That is how you create teams that move the needle rapidly, triple impact per engineer, and create engineering teams that you're gonna look back on and think that was an amazing team for the rest of your career. Because as I always say, life is too short to lead an average team. And that's it for this week. Again, if I just made you want to really invest in yourself, in your team, and ensure that you're not wasting your life leading an average team, check out the London Leadership Leap. Only a day or two, so be quick. And other than that, if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you, and talk soon.